And the quote of the day is, a hero is someone who has given his or her life to something bigger than oneself. And if you're a midget or a little person, it's even easier.
What does that mean?
Well, let me ask you this.
Okay.
Do you consider yourself a little person?
No, I don't.
Then it doesn't mean anything to you.
Hey, Rob, are you a little person?
Not that I'm aware of.
Well, I guess we need a little person for this quote.
God damn it. Yes. All right, well, there goes that. I should probably use my app to find one.
What's that app called again?
I'll work out the kinks. I'll work out the kinks later.
Hey, don't worry. You'll probably be better than Mighty Number 9.
Damn.
What?
I'm like, how do I respond to that?
All right, this is a horrible segment. You know what? Let's just move on with the show.
Yay!
All right. Yay!
Welcome to Yarara Me, the show without a tagline. I'm Mike.
I'm Rob.
And I'm Lane.
And on this week's episode,
sexy vegan strips for his dog.
Man, flex during strip search.
And a shopper strips down to his manhood.
And man, by the name, sexy vegan denies sexually assaulting his dog.
Damn.
Fucking this guy's already accused of everything by the name, that sort of name.
Hey, why? She's like, hey, you know, my dog's not vegan, so that means he likes meat. And it's all downhill from there.
Yeah. Okay, so according to KTLA.com, the 37-year-old man from West Hollywood, who allegedly named...
What's the nickname of West Hollywood? What's Hollywood's nickname? It says right there, Rob.
Oh, fuck. I didn't see it.
It's Weeho. It's Weeho.
Weeho? Oh, God.
Yeah, apparently, evidently people are calling West Hollywood Weeho.
Weeho?
Hey, apparently... I mean, to be fair, some people call San Jose Sanho.
Sanho?
Yeah, but that sounds dope.
Yeah. Fucking San Jose is dope, if you put it that way. Yeah,
Weeho?
Yeah, Weeho. I mean, what if you put it as... What about South Hollywood?
Soho?
Soho? Isn't that already a place?
Let's go with North Hollywood.
Noho? Noho?
Oh, like
what about East?
Eho?
Eho. There you go, see?
Eho.
And no matter what direction you go in Hollywood, you're a ho.
Like on Tinder?
Exactly. Okay, so going on with the story, so the man who allegedly named himself Sexy Vegan, who was denying allegations of sexually assaulting his pet bulldog and posting them on his social media.
It wasn't a bulldog.
It was a pit bull.
Pet bull.
Pit bull. I'm pretty sure it's at that. But yeah, so I guess he posted on his social media and showing photos of him doing the ass.
Wait, God, fucking his dog?
Yeah.
On Facebook?
He was doing TikTok.
Snapchat.
He was doing something.
YouTube, fuck, who knows what kind of social media it was.
What?
Pretty sure it was TikTok.
Why not Snapchat? So it's only like 6 seconds and it's gone forever.
He wasn't petting his dog, that's for sure.
I could tell this guy uses TikTok. Just look at him.
That's right. If you see that photo of him,
vegan.
Got drawn on eyebrows and shit like a fucking chola.
Exactly. This guy just looks like he's looking for something.
He got jumped by a bunch of cholas and they put a Mexican voodoo curse on him in the form of eyebrows.
Damn.
He looks like a gay middle-aged little pump.
That didn't succeed in his musical career.
And he got a corporate haircut.
Yeah.
Okay. Hey, what was his previous name?
Oh, I didn't get it.
Hansel Bartolo III.
The third. Okay, I see. I guess he wanted to break the streak and just be that sexy vegan.
Wait, this fool's name is literally Sexy Vegan?
Yeah, I guess he legally changed it back in
2016.
Yeah,
I thought that was just like his fucking TikTok handle or something.
Nah, he actually changed it.
No, man, he could change it. First, you're going to have to pay some money, but hey, I mean, if you have it, by all means, you want to be sexy vegan.
Sexy vegan, whatever.
Go ahead, but people are going to laugh at you. So back into the story. So vegan was ordered to a L.A. County Supreme Court for a hearing. He was then arrested by deputies.
Superior Court.
There you go. Okay, so going on. So he was arrested from the booking records, and his bail is set at $35,000.
Damn.
And if he is convicted of the charges, he faces a maximum of 1 year in county jail.
Hey, Rob, would you rather buy a Toyota Camry with full options or bail this guy out for $35,000?
Hmm.
2020 Toyota Camry with all the options.
Which one?
They both cost $35,000. Choose carefully.
Damn, fuck. Wait, what color is it?
It's that deep red, and it's got a V6.
Can I change the color?
Yeah, you, whatever color you want, bro. $35,000.
I'll take the car.
Damn, there we go.
Damn, you don't want to go a sexy vegan?
I'm going to get it just so I can run his ass over.
But he's in jail, man.
Fuck, I'll crash into the jail just to run his ass over.
I hope you got full coverage.
Oh, hey, watch. Hey, sexy vegan, you got a visitor in the parking lot. You can go ahead.
Oh, God. You just crashed in the jail, and it doesn't even kill him. It just opens a hole so he can get out, so you essentially bailed him.
Son of a bitch.
Oh, my God. All right, let's wrap this up.
The cannons are after him. Wait, no, you're doing it wrong. Shoot him. And then last paragraph of the article pretty much says that vegan describes himself as a presidential candidate for the 2020 elections.
Oh my lord!
So, Lan, you voted for sexy vegan or Donald Trump?
Bro, honestly,
one's gonna fuck you over, the other one's gonna fuck your dog and every other person's dog.
Hey, no, not my dog. All right, you know what? No, I gotta go for Trump, man. Ain't no one sexually assaulting my dog.
Not little Remy.
Yeah, not that little Remy. That little shit.
Oh my God. All right, let's move on.
A fight over trash escalates when a Florida man pulled out his sword. Which landed him behind bars. So, according to the Miami Herald, a Broward man wanted a trash cart and pulled out a sword to get it.
That's one way
Jesus
to do it.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah. In the evening, Tard Beavers had gone out for a jog and happened to stumble upon a trash pile in front of a home that actually was still vacant. That's when he saw the heavy-duty dump cart that caught his eye, but he wasn't aware that somebody else also looked at it. So, when Beavers took the cart and ran it home, he didn't know he was being followed. So after Beavers got home and tried to walk it in, the man happened to get out and pull out his samurai sword, saying he wanted it too.
Just literally, there's a video in the article, and if you watch it, this dude literally wearing sweatpants literally just pulls up to Todd and whips out his fucking sword and starts threatening him with it.
Oh yeah,
and he slashes at him too.
Cool. In sweatpants.
Yeah.
In sweatpants. That's no fucking samurai master. That guy's an amateur.
Hey, and the guy getting slashed at, he's on his phone. One hand's using his phone and the other one's pulling at the cart trying to dodge this fucking sword slashes.
Well, he doesn't
I was like,
get
dude,
cut.
Let it go, man. Let it go.
Only in America, dog. Only in Florida.
Always Florida, man. Okay, so as we keep going, at the end of the video, you actually see, too, that the woman just, like, comes up and just, like, takes the trash cart away.
So
they're fighting.
Yeah, so my guessing is that has to be the person who owns it or is probably, like, using it. Because as I said in the beginning, Beavers just happened to be, just jogs in front of a house, takes it, but I guess he didn't know that it was, you know, somebody was still using it.
Oh, so it wasn't a vacant home. They were probably squatting or some shit.
Who knows? It didn't go too much into depth. The only thing it says about the woman is that when the police asked her, all she said was she wasn't involved in the case.
Well, she's the one pulling the trash cart, isn't she?
Right. It's like she just walked up and was like, yeah, no, I'm just taking this shit. I'm out.
Oh, so she was, wait, was she just some random ass lady?
Yeah, it seems like she was just a random ass lady. She just walked up when they were fighting and she just probably.
Alley-oop.
Yeah. Boop. Swiped it.
All right, and then when the police were once the footage was public, released to the public, the police actually tracked the guy down, and his name is Curtis Miller, and they were able to track him down to his house and arrest him there. He was charged with attempted murder and had a quote unquote outstanding warrants for his driving with a revoked license.
They gave him attempted murder?
Yep. Like, really?
Yeah, man, you see that shit?
I mean, I don't know about attempted murder. I mean, that was definitely assault, but attempted murder?
Hey, he could have killed him, man.
Yeah.
I mean, he could have killed him.
I mean, if two people had a sword, you're pretty sure somebody was going to go down. And all that other guy had was a phone, so, I mean, what was he able to do? Block it with a sword?
Hey, that video would have been cooler if it had took a place in like a bamboo forest in Japan, and there was like some guy playing the fucking flute while all the bamboo leaves were like fluttering down.
While dude in sweatpants and Hulk Hogan getting a fight over trash.
You will give me the trash cart. Yeah. Let me tell you something, brother. This is my cart. I found it.
Are you gone?
You get into character.
And at the end, when Miller walks away, you just hear that music. Dun, 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 dun. Yeah.
Great rendition by Rob, our sound guy, evidently.
Don't worry, I'll get there one day. Let's move on to the next story.
All right.
Yes, sir.
Man charged with repeatedly farting during a strip search. Oh, sorry, I left one ripped. That's Taco Bell for you. So according to news...
Thanks for sharing.
Yeah.
Hey, that new chalupa was pretty fucking good, man.
I got the, every burrito they had, because, it's like cheap at fucking Taco Bell.
Nah, you gotta eat that chalupa, but continuing on.
Going on. So a Scotland man had been ordered to 75 hours of community service. After intentionally passing gas as police officers conducted a full body cavity search.
75 hours for farting at cops. That's Bam. A little extreme.
So the police were responding to a car crash, and that's what they happened to notice. The 28-year-old man, Stuart Cook, who was speaking to a driver of another car. But as the police got closer to Cook, they smelled a strong odor of cannabis. And that's what they searched him and his vehicle to find a small amount of cannabis.
Jesus Christ.
I know. Well, I mean, Scotland, this wasn't like San Jose or something like that where they could be like, oh, well, I guess. Or fucking the Bay Area or someplace that has like, weed legalized.
All right. Well, what I want to know is, I'm not saying I've driven high, but I'm just saying that driving high isn't that hard. You know what I'm saying? Wink, wink.
It's easier than driving drunk. I don't know that, but...
I don't know much about that either. Pretty sure that was my doppelganger speaking. Miguel.
Who? Your evil twin.
My Spanish
or
twin.
James, or James, is it going on with it? The story. So after being arrested and arriving to the police station, that's when the police would strip search Cook at the... And that's when Cook farted in their direction. 3 times...
Damn.
And stating, how do you like that?
How do you like them apples?
No, that was a good Scottish accent, Rob.
How do you like that? Oi, Gamna, I'm Scottish. You can tell by my accent.
You want to know my time, mate?
Yep.
Amazing.
Beautiful. Okay, so Cook's attorney would actually go off saying that, yes, Cook did smoke a bit of cannabis, but that's only at the time, and felt that police were overreacting in the way they dealt with him. So, did he smoke while they were stretching him? Like,
nah. They noticed he had weed, so they fucking strip searched him for some goddamn reason, and he decided to disrespect them by farting, and apparently in Scotland, that's enough to get you 75 hours of community service.
Goddamn, dude.
The complaint, it says here that the gas was very odorous and created contact. here's the funny thing. It created contact of an assaulting or provoking nature.
They're making shit up. Yeah.
So this is where this guy loses respect for me, because Cook would actually plead guilty to the possession of cannabis and to behaving in a threatening or abusive manner. Like,
yeah, we'll talk about smaller charges.
Yeah, probably some other charge. I mean, we didn't see what happened.
Didn't smell what happened either.
Yeah.
So I guess this guy probably to lighten his sentence. I guess just okay. He got community service.
It's not like he gave officers any pink eyes.
Exactly.
I mean, you're basically at the whim of the law. So, I mean, what the fuck are you going to do?
Did you say the whim of the law?
Enforcing it.
Whim of the law.
All right, I guess the whim of the law. And a cook, he decided to, pass his own win too.
I'm pretty sure Rob has heard him. Sure. Let's move on.
Yay! I can't help having a big penis. Stroking the...
Well, once again with the amazing voices.
Oh, for this episode only. Okay, so a shopper was accused of stealing clothes, drops pants to prove suspicious bulge was actually his manhood.
What, was he having a stiffy?
Yeah. Well, probably. So according to a stroke on trench.co.uk, Steve Whitehurst went shopping with his wife and his grandson. But after paying, he was unable to leave the store because the manager accused him of shoplifting. And after being harassed, Whitehurst would actually say, okay, let's go to the changing room and I will show you what's in my pants. And that's when he revealed his 10-inch penis.
It doesn't say 10-inch penis. It doesn't say that.
It does.
It does?
It does.
I got you.
I remember I saw it. Here, just do control F, 10-inch.
Prove me right. Prove me right.
No, it does. Here, it says, he claims he was stopped from leaving the branch for around 30 minutes despite going to great lengths to prove his innocence by heading into a cubicle to show a male member of staff his 10-inch penis.
Aha!
Where the fuck? All right, keep moving.
Yeah, so I thought. Okay, so going with this, even after showing him his penis, he was still unable to leave the freaking store. So even then, after a while...
He might have been shoving shit in his penis, man.
Disgusting,
man.
Might have shoved some pants up his urethra.
Oh, shit. Jesus Christ.
Disgusting, man. Come on. So going on with the being accused and everything, I guess a small group of people actually started crowding up and, see everything that was going on.
Penis?
I mean, at that point, you might as well have been like, fuck, here you go. And just walk out with his manhood, for everyone to see.
And wouldn't that be funny if he knocked out that staff member with his dick and then ran away with all the clothes? If he actually stole any of them? I don't think he did, huh?
No, he didn't. He even goes out saying that he bought clothes beforehand.
Yeah.
And, just try to leave. Because, I mean, he said, even said in the beginning, he was with his wife and his grandson.
Yeah.
Okay, he has a PS4 in his photo.
Holy shit.
He has a PS4 in his photo.
Oh, what was that? The Pro, right?
Yeah, it's a PS4 Pro.
God damn.
Oh, my God.
All right, keep moving.
Okay, going on with the story. So he even goes on saying that he would have been okay if the manager would apologize right after, showing his manhood. But the fact that they still, the matter of fact that they kept still accusing him of stealing clothes really got to him. So he would return the following day, demanding an apology, and even return the clothes that he bought the day before.
Damn, the hell do they want from him? He already stripped down to his show his dick. What the fuck do they want? And bent over to spread his cheeks. There's probably some socks in there or something.
All right. And also we go off saying that actually the store he went to would actually respond saying that, God damn it.
that's staying in.
That's alcohol.
That's alcohol saying everything. Okay, so even the company will say, part of the quote will say that no one actually asked for him to, you know, take down his pants. So I guess, and that was all on him from what the company is saying.
Damn.
And the last quote from White Hertz was saying, I felt like I was a little man, be it one with a large penis. Against this big corporation company. It was so frustrating.
Why does he keep drawing attention to his fetus?
He's like humble bragging.
It's like, man, I swear I have so much problem.
I'm a penis moment.
Right?
This large penis of mine is a burden I have to bear.
Every day
it's probably something he thinks about a lot.
Just like how Jesus bore his cross, I bear this penis.
Millionaire, what is it? Jeff Bezos has Amazon, but I have this big penis.
That's worth at least several billion dollars.
Einstein is the smartest man ever known, and I have this big penis.
Maybe his penis is as smart as Albert Einstein.
Oh, sorry.
Martin Luther King had a dream. I have a large penis.
That's true.
Barack Obama was the first black president.
Uh-huh.
My big penis.
that was a sentence that had flow.
Yeah. Does somebody want to throw one last one?
Nah. let's wrap this up. Let's move on to our next segment.
There's the popular podcast. Yeah, did I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And I have a big penis.
All right, moving on, right, folks.
Hey. So I got an idea for a Kickstarter.
Yeah, what?
Word.
So you guys know about them, their fidget spinners?
Yeah, I know about them, their fidget spinners.
Yeah, you don't have to mock me. I'm just got an pitch an idea to you guys.
I'm sorry.
So you're telling me it's going to be good for, like, what, the first month, and then after, like, everyone gets tired of it?
God, man, this podcast. First, I got some guy mocking me, another guy interrupts me.
All right, what's your Kickstarter
what's
idea, Len?
What's your
Kickstarter idea, Len?
I'm glad you guys asked.
You're welcome.
So yeah, the fidget spinner. So I had an idea called a midget spinner.
Okay, a midget spinner?
Okay.
Yeah, what you do... So it has to be willing. Everybody has to be willing in this thing. So mm-hmm. what I do, so you know how you have services where people deliver food and stuff?
Right. So, I guess.
So what you do is on the application for the map, you find the nearest midget.
Mm-hmm.
And then they'll drive to your house, right? And you could pay for like an hour or a couple minutes. It doesn't matter. So what you do is you see them on,
How much is an hour?
Or does it vary person to person?
It varies.
What is this prostitute? What is the
person to person? I don't know. Fuck. All right. I'll work that out.
Well, Rick over there is over $100 an hour.
He'll do everything.
He's the top of the line midget.
Okay, this because Rick is a professional ice skater, so he knows how to spin faster when they're twirling him.
All right. Midget spinner, right?
Yeah, so what you do is the midget sits on a computer chair, mm-hmm. and the person with ADD or ADHD spins them around. So listen.
All right. Okay. Go ahead.
I'm studying, right? I'm studying, mm-hmm. and then I feel the need to keep my hands busy. So I have the midget to my side, and I just reach over and I start spinning the chair with my one hand, and then I go right back to studying.
Okay, so it's like alternative medicine for Ritalin.
Yes.
Genius.
Thank you. Oh man.
All right, when's it coming out?
Will that live up to your expectations? Wouldn't it come up short?
Wow, so fucked up.
Oh my god.
I saw the opportunity and I took it.
Damn. All right. Hey, we should probably cut that part out. But what was your question, Mike?
I forgot. It's been 3 minutes. Let's move on with this.
All right. Bakersfield, California, a city of vile and sin. Nobody's safe in these mean streets. Me and my partner, Detective Mike, came upon the scene of a heinous crime. The murder of one Nick Beard, age 32. The prime suspect, Mick Tao, age 28. The motive, Belle Delphine's bathwater. This is Bakersfield Noir.
Man, I'm sick of these motherfucking crimes in this motherfucking city.
This is supposed to be a city of country music and oil. Everyone here is drunk and illiterate. The air smells like shit.
Illiterate? Tell me about it. I couldn't even read the case file. No one ever taught me how to read.
Alright, is this the place?
I don't know. I couldn't read the case file.
What about the numbers?
I can't count either.
How the fuck am I supposed to read it then?
Well, shit. This is why the boss thinks we're incompetent.
Fuck it. Let's just go in.
Gentlemen, I've been... it's you guys.
What was that?
Nothing.
All right, mister. I went to forensic school. Fill us in. Tell us what the blood specs mean.
The blood specs?
Yeah, the blood specs.
Sure. Well, anyway, we figured it out. It was quite simple, really. It wasn't a murder. It was an accident.
No! This was definitely a murder. You can tell. By the smell.
I think that's... Doritos. And... Mountain Dew.
First off, no, you're both wrong.
Listen here, rookie. We're detectives. I got a diploma too, kid.
Yeah?
That's right. A master's in detectiving. Yeah, that's right.
We've dealt with crime and Baco our whole lives. Ever since we stopped suckling on our mom's bosom.
And that doesn't mean I stopped suckling on your mom's bosom, rookie.
Excuse me?
Look, the first bit of evidence. Take a look at his beard. That's the source of the Dorito and Mountain Dew smell. It's caked all over.
What? What does that have to do with anything?
Quiet, kid. Let the real experts do the detectiving.
And on his table, I smell bath water. Coming from that empty jaw, next to the crusty keyboard.
Intoxicating.
Snap out of it, Mike. This is a dangerous substance we're dealing with.
Forensic list! Grab that jar as evidence. Be careful. It's dangerous.
What? No. I'm telling you, it wasn't a murder. It was an accident. Look at that table over there.
Aha! So the perpetrator slammed the victim's head against that table.
The perfect crime.
Oh my god.
You see, this bathwater isn't your ordinary bathwater. This is Belle Delphine's bathwater.
Are you guys for real?
Don't question us, boy.
Belle Delphine's bathwater? Who the hell is Belle Delphine? And what the hell do you mean, her bathwater?
Who is Belle Delphine? Who is Belle Delphine? What rock have you been living under? She's only the sexiest and most tempting gamer girl of all time. Her bathwater goes for thousands on the black market.
What?
The victim invited Mick Tao over in order to brag about the bathwater. I know I would do the same. As Nick stands there with the holy grail in hand, winding Tao up, he opens the bottle and brings it up to his parched lips. Tao slowly begins to feel seething jealousy and nerd rage, a deadly mix of emotions. It didn't help Tao was under the influence of Mountain Dew and Doritos. That bathwater was just the catalyst.
I know that feeling all too well.
Before he could take a sip, Mick Tao charged at him with all his 300 pounds of obesity. Nick was sent flying backwards, slammed his head on the coffee table, snapped his neck, and died instantly. The jar fell to the ground and spilled most of its contents. Tao, thirsty in both senses of the word, rushed towards the jar. He picked it up and dripped whatever was left into his mouth.
Lucky bastard.
After coming to his senses, the perpetrator realized what he did and hurriedly exited the crime scene, but not before placing the empty jar by the crusty keyboard. The motives, methods, and people can't hide from my deductions. Now, all the pieces fit.
I can't wait to transfer out of this city.
Good call. I'll eventually put all the forensics out of a job with my keen intuition and skillful deductions.
Oh, for fuck's sake, I'm sick of you two thinking you're slick shit when you're just shit. You don't even investigate anything. A big reason this city has a high crime rate is because you keep accusing the innocent people and letting the guilty ones go with your continuous fuck-ups.
Hey, 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 easy now, big shot. In all the cases we've been in, only one truth prevails. Ours.
God damn it. Look, this case is essentially closed. MGTOW is completely innocent.
Bullshit. What makes you think you're qualified to make that decision?
This is hopeless. I don't even know why the chief keeps you two on board. You guys aren't the brightest bulbs in the box.
What'd you say?
Yeep.
If you're so smart, why don't you tell us what went down?
We have witnesses who saw everything through that window.
So what if you have witnesses? Me and Lan, we make a whole brain.
Great deduction, Mike.
Look, this is what happened according to the witness testimony.
Mick, 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 we got the last bottle of Beldelfine's bad water.
Oh, really? That stuff is so expensive. How much you get it for?
You don't have to worry about that. I use my mom's credit card.
You're so crazy.
Oh, I'm crazy in love. You wanna take turns sniffing the jar?
I'd love to take turns sniffing the jar.
All right. Make sure you remember this for life. Here we go.
Yay!
Pop. All right, it's the moment of truth. it's a scent of a female.
Let me try the jar, dude.
Okay, no rush. The smell's not going anywhere. Here you go.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
that was
my
great, Nick.
That was. Let's keep sniffing until... I don't think we're ever gonna get tired of it, but here you go. Let's keep sniffing.
It's like a woman really cares about me.
But I still feel intimidated just by sniffing it.
All right, would you go die already?
I'm gonna share this with the world. Look, there's people outside the window. Hey,
wait,
guys!
Nick!
Guys, look!
You're spilling! You're spilling water all over the floor!
Guys, oh no! The water's spilling everywhere! No!
Oh my god! Oh my god! Let me get the jar! Okay, Nick, I'm gonna call 911! Nick, I'm gonna do CPR, okay? Nick? Oh my god. He has no heartbeat.
MGTOW attempted to resuscitate his friend through CPR, but it was too late. Nick Beard died on impact. Tao phoned 911, and here we are.
You overlooked one vital bit of information.
What? What could I have possibly overlooked?
Was there any tongue action during CPR?
No, there wasn't. Why the fuck is that so important?
Because, dear Robson, he may have slipped some type of poison into the victim's mouth to ensure his death.
Get the fuck out of here. Both of you, get!
Well, gentlemen, great work. Looks like this is an open and shut case. Come on, Mike. Let's go grab a couple of drinks to celebrate.
Great. I was just starting to sober up.
Yeah. mean.
And that was Yarada Mean, folks. I've been Mike.
I've been Rob.
Oh, shit. I'm Lan.
If you like the episode, don't forget to like, subscribe, and ring that ding on bell on YouTube, I tell you what.
And follow us on Twitter at Yarada Mean Show and check out our Patreon.
Bye.
Peace.
Stay happy, y'all.